There are strong reactions today to a new federal court ruling from both proponents and critics of President Trump's newest temporary travel ban that was scheduled to take effect today. A judge in Hawaii has temporarily halted the ban, citing questionable evidence that it's actually designed to protect national security. The president is accusing the judge of judicial overreach. Separately, a federal judge in Maryland has also halted the ban. Joining us this morning is one of the Massachusetts lawyers involved in the legal fight against both travel bans issued by the president. Carol Rose is executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union in Massachusetts. Good morning, Carol. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
How similar were the arguments in Hawaii against the temporary travel ban to those made on behalf of Massachusetts residents in yet another case against the newest ban taking place in Washington state?
Well, basically, it's the same set of arguments because it's the same set of facts. So what both of the cases address is the fact that it's unconstitutional for our government to put a ban on people coming into the country based on religion. That violates the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, which protects freedom of religion.
The judge said Hawaii is likely to succeed in arguing that the order violates people's rights against religious discrimination. So I'm wondering, how optimistic are you that that ruling will hold up?
Well, we're very optimistic. I mean, this ruling is a very serious victory for freedom and for American values. Effectively, the court said that once a Muslim ban, always a Muslim ban, and that we're better than that. So as pioneers for freedom, the ACLU applauds this ruling, and so do people from the business community, from universities, from the science community and the tech community that rely heavily on having immigrants in our economy and in our country.
Respond to President Trump, if you would, who said at a rally last night in Nashville that this is just political and that he's considering now appealing all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, I'm not surprised that President Trump is angry about the ruling because, in effect, what the judge did was hoist the president and on his own comments, if he would. He said the illogic of the government's contention is palpable. And then he proceeded to go through and list all of the many times that President Trump and his closest advisors had said things like, this is a Muslim ban, and we want to make sure Muslims don't come into our country. And also said things like, the second executive order is really just a way to try to keep the first Muslim ban in place, only water it down a little bit to make it more palatable. But that's not how the law works. The law doesn't just look at the four corners, at the words in an executive order. They look at the intent behind it. And when the intent behind it is discriminatory, that's unconstitutional.
We know there are refugee agencies around New England who are bringing Muslim refugees into this region. Practically speaking, will temporarily halting the travel ban give these agencies more time to get people here?
So agencies that are helping to resettle refugees, agencies that are helping immigrants come into this country, now have a little bit more breathing space to do their job and to make sure that people are safe and resettled and prevent the kind of chaos and fear that was so widespread after the initial executive order came down. But it's important to realize it's not just refugees from or immigrants from these six countries that are majority Muslim countries that are affected. The widespread fear across the entire New England region, which really relies heavily on immigrants to keep our economy going, isn't limited to those countries. So it's important for people to understand the impact of this court ruling isn't only for the people coming from these six countries, but for immigrants throughout the New England region.
We're told, despite the court ruling, some volunteer lawyers are still planning to be at Logan Airport today to find out whether travelers from any of the named countries encountered difficulties getting in here. Does that seem necessary to you?
We know that lawyers from the American Immigration Lawyers Association of New England and other groups are going to be out at Logan to make sure that people's rights are being protected and respected under the new travel ban. The good news is that because we knew that this order was coming down, we knew we had advance notice that people have been reading the opinion and talking about the opinion. We're hopeful that the message would get through to people at Customs and Border Patrol and at the TSA that people should be permitted to travel freely into the country if they have the lawful papers to do so.
The fight over this is going to continue, don't you expect?
Well, I think that the battle in the court will continue. The court in Hawaii said that they're going to be having an expedited briefing schedule. So, you know, the battle's not over yet. But in the meantime, the status quo stays in place, and the status quo is one where we are led by our values and not by our fears.
Carol Rose, Executive Director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.